Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
And a good morning to you, Jackie Cade Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. You know that your friends at Rocket Mortgage, they're with you every step of the way, making sure that they provide you with a seamless mortgage experience. I hope that you are off to a fantastic start this morning, whether you are getting up early or staying up late. We do not make any judgments here on the show. And to my Las Vegas brigade, whenever I'm out in Vegas, I always will meet a few people that have a chance to listen to the network or listen to this show specifically as they have shift changes coming out late at night in Vegas and everything. Glad to have you aboard, too, as we get rolling today. I am back from a week in New York. I flew up on Monday. We came back yesterday afternoon. And I was just telling my producer, Anthony Pierno, how much I love his city. And for those of you out there who say, are you kidding me? March in New York? March in New York was every nightmare you could expect except for snow and ice. It was freezing. Absolutely freezing. But it was awesome. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I'll even show you that I'm a little cultured. I'll give you some reviews of things you got to do when you're up there and things you can avoid. But it was a great week, and I appreciate the fine people in New York. Always so hospitable. Had a great, great time, and really, really enjoyed it. As we get started this morning, I had all these plans of what to talk about, all these things that I want to get to, and I'm looking at my show sheet, and there's at least 24 topics that I want to hit on. But of course, then we get the overnight from the time I laid my head on the pillow to the time I woke up, and we had that one less hour to work with. I find out that Antonio Brown now has become a Las Vegas Raider eventually. So he's going to be a Raider. And everybody's like jaw dropped, like, wow, Antonio Brown's going to be a Raider. And my buddy Damian Woody from ESPN already has gone on with the take that I expect from a lot of ex-players. Wow, Antonio Brown worked the system and he won. He won? Antonio Brown won. Let's see. If my skills were available as a radio host, and I said, look, I won out of Atlanta, where I live, and I don't, by the way. I went out of Atlanta, and I'm a free agent. Just, reach out to me. But you're going to have to pay my employer something to be able to get my services. And if I found out that I was only worth a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick, I think I would spend a little less time pumping myself up and trying to promote my brand and a little bit more on wondering why I'm only worth a third and a fifth. Because Antonio Brown, what he did is he changed his own brand. He created a negative connotation to his brand. And any player that wants to spin to me Antonio Brown won in this matchup. Did he really? He went from working for a gold standard franchise to working for a carpet-bagging, cartoonish franchise. Now, do I believe that's going to change with Mike Mayock? Yes. I believe they will do a better job of acquiring talent, and I think the Raiders can be a much better franchise moving forward. So they've got that going for them. Do I still believe in Coach Gruden? I absolutely do. I do believe that John Gruden is not a cartoon, buffoonish type of guy. His franchise, though, needs to change in a big, big way. I think that can be something that takes a positive step forward. I'm not going to doubt Mike Mayock's ability to identify talent. I am going to wonder whether there's going to be having the ability to build a culture. And I also think a team without a home is still a problem. It's distracting. Another one of those distractions that I don't think you need. So just to start today's show, and we're going to get into a lot of Antonio Brown throughout the course of the day. You'll have your chance to chime in. But my thoughts initially, anybody who's telling me Antonio Brown won, you went from being a Steeler to being a Raider. That is never a win. You went from one quarterback to another where do not dare tell me that Derek Carr is in the zip code of Ben Roethlisberger. Not as a winner, not as a quarterback in crunch time. Even though crunch time betrayed Ben a few times this year. But I'll give you plenty of chances to for you to be involved in the show today. In fact, we will make sure that the phone lines are open for you coming up. Our CBS Sports Radio toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. And I got great news for you. There's a quick way you can save money. Make the switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, they're going to allow you to save 15% or more on your car insurance. And boy, that's going to help. So is Zion shut down or not? Now we're hearing Coach K saying, well, now he should be ready for the ACC tournament. Zion shut himself down. And no one is going to convince me otherwise. And I'm not going to rip him. I'm not going to make any value judgments on Zion by whatever decision he made about his own future. But now we're hearing, well, he'll be back for the ACC tournament. Okay, I already have a problem with the concept of are you in or are you out? And I know that's something I think they do on, is it Tiki and Tierney? The idea of are you in or are you out? That's the only question I've got. If Zion wanted to shut himself down, I'm in full support of it. Absolutely in support of it. I would not want anyone risking their ability to make tens of millions of dollars by going out there and playing in a meaningless game if you've already checked out mentally. And no one will convince me otherwise that Zion is not checked out mentally. If you're picking and choosing what games to play in, you're telling me he wasn't ready yesterday in a loss to North Carolina, but he's going to be ready Thursday? This is a long recovery. This is a real long recovery. I guess things are a little tight, maybe in the nerves department. Maybe that's it. I don't want to go out there and play, and I want to go out there and risk anything for a game that doesn't truly mean anything. I'll wait till the ACC tournament. Whatever this young man decides to do, I'm going to back him. He's got a right to choose how he wants to risk any future earnings. But for Duke, I just wonder, do you have the right chemistry? And more importantly, do you have guys that are all in? Because if Zion's all in, he's fooling me. And again, if he wants to not be all in, I'm okay with that. After what he had a shoe explode. He had potentially tens of millions of dollars slip through his fingers. Because I believe he's only guaranteed eight if he falls out of the top 15 or 16 in the draft. I'm not going to rip him for it. But are you in or are you out? Are you committed or are you not? Make a call. As they say, blank or get off the pot. Do something. Do something. The home stretch run, too, we're getting down to it as the conference tournaments will begin this week. And we're going to get to see some of these top programs decide in a cannibalistic form who's going to be number one seeds. Saw Tennessee go down yesterday to Auburn. A little shocking, I've got to tell you. Tennessee has got real quality losses. And that's one of those stats that we're going to talk about in the coming weeks. Well, they've got a bunch of quality losses. They've lost to Kansas, quality loss. They've lost to Kentucky, quality loss. They've lost to LSU, quality loss. And I don't consider a loss at Auburn a terrible thing. In the course of a season, you're going to lose some of those games. They've got a bunch of quality losses. What I'm having a problem finding for Tennessee, though, are the big-time quality wins. Because you played a ranked team in LSU, you lost. You played a ranked team in Kentucky, and you lost. You played a ranked team in Kansas, and you lost. So I don't know if that record that you've got there at 27-4 really means something with Tennessee right now. I don't know what to make of it. And for Duke, I have no problem. I had no problem. If you talk about a program that can flip a switch, I'm all in that they can do it. Virginia, 28-2. Can't wait to see what they do in the tournament, because if you're talking about a team that's got ghosts that they've got to overcome, they're one of them. All right. A few other things that I want to get to just in the first as we get the show started today. The whole Will Wade story at LSU. I would never in life want my phones tapped. And I choose to take a different path than a lot of people that even I'm genetically related to get involved in any kind of activity would be considered sketchy. But I do not want my phone tapped. I don't think any one of us does. Do you want every text message you ever sent exposed? Do you want every phone call you ever had exposed? And I don't know if Will Wade decided to engage with corrupt individuals to pay players. I do know this. It would appear that he was most certainly interested in talking about what it would cost and how much it would cost them to be involved in the game. So let me just say right then and there, I was told that I was very naive on my local radio show in Atlanta a few weeks ago. I was very naive because people are wondering how the top basketball recruit in the country decided to be a Georgia Bulldog. And everybody was like, of course, they had to go out and pay him. And I'm thinking, man, I do not want to be that. I don't want to be naive, but I don't want to be the guy that just assumes everybody is cheating the system. But when you've got coaches now being caught on wiretaps and guys potentially, you know, facing some potentially serious jail time all over the recruitment of college basketball players, and more than the recruitment, the paying of them, things are quite sketchy in a sport that used to appear to be pristine. Very, very pristine. And of course, I rounded up my Saturday getting into a debate with somebody about Coach K, who claims he doesn't dye his hair. So it was really an interesting Saturday.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!